For listening to the teaching from which you asked that we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless in number, as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to attain the state of complete and perfect enlightenment. We know that in order to do that, we must listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the diligence we can muster in our hearts. This is the precious attitude of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Rendo so and then the kiki kiki tan kiki lane go for and jong jersey. Tat the parish in the barwang top is also.
The verse that comprises the seventh mind generation gone far beyond reads, here on the ground gone far beyond, instant by instant they can enter cessation, and the transcendent perfection of method excellently blazes.
Sa dumba rendo suwan dene jarba sepo sanju samban dene semje keche tang keche lane ngokpa la nyomba rin jokpa tang dama Separ and Jorge. Gopang Mundo Separ Kisavateyang Sater Sater Tamkeje Parudu Simbal Lekpar Mbarwam Tupasero.
Yeah. The commentary reads, on this seventh ground, which is called Gone Far Beyond, the Bodhisattva, the heir of the victorious one, is able with their mind to enter into and rise up from a cessation moment by moment. They're able to enter into cessation and then leave it instantaneously. And this is not all, because on this ground, their skill in method, skill in means, the transcendent perfection of method, excellently blazes. And then comes an explanation in the commentary of what it means that they perfect method, that they accomplish the transcendent perfection of method or skillful means. Well, from a sutra called the Bodhisattva Bhumi Sutra, or the Sutra of the Grounds of the Bodhisattvas, there are explained two different groups of six types of method that are perfected. The first one is said to be that which starts from accomplishing or beginning to accomplish the qualities of enlightenment itself. So that's what it arises from. It is the, you could say, the method that allows one to begin to perfect the qualities of enlightenment. And in this, there are six different kinds. The first one is compassion that encompasses all sentient beings, including one's enemies, people you don't like. Compassion encompasses them as well. Second is knowledge of the actual nature of all composite phenomena, just as it is. So the nature of all entities, just as it is, they know. The third is that they possess unsurpassable wisdom. The fourth is that they do not abandon samsara, meaning that even though they possess this wisdom, they don't give up anybody who's still stuck in samsara. And the fifth builds on that a bit, because it says that they circle in samsara with a mind empty of kleshas, with a mind that is not afflicted in any way. And finally, the sixth is that their diligence blazes.
Nyeba se simji member sabala sambe thamge tongne. Simji je, simji nam je geta chunga yang devo tse me bar juvar se patha. Simji nam je, simji je, geta chunga chung yang deva chem deva che me ba je par jo va se bata de yin do che chung ka che chung ge ta chem bu do bata ka che chung la te de ge ta chem bu do bata ten ba le che de ba san je je ten ba le che de ba chu le ma ga wa nam nam je control server se bata chula kondro sawa te sewar se pata. Tenpa lai yei parmar neba nam, parmar neba neba nam tenpa lai njupar se pata. Tenpa lai shukpa nam jui membar se pata. Member nam trover se pao.
Yeah. And the next group of six is called the skill and means that begins to ripen sentient beings that comes later. So the first thing that happens is you start to gain skill and means in the beginning to attain the qualities of enlightenment, and then you're able to develop the skill and means in ripening sentient beings. And so this also has six different aspects to it. The first one is that these bodhisattvas are able to take a small amount of virtue that other sentient beings have accumulated and make it big. They're able to take sentient beings' virtue and make it so that the result of that virtue becomes immeasurable, in fact. And similarly, they themselves, without much effort at all, are able to accumulate a great amount of virtue. That's the second one. The third is that they are able to pacify the anger felt by those who have animosity to the teachings. Fourth is that they are able to cause or to help those who have doubts about the teachings to, in fact, enter into the teachings. Fifth, they are able to ripen those who have entered the teachings. And sixth, they are able to liberate those whom they have ripened.
Never Shirab Tiny Namba Chepar du Chopala. Shirab Namba Chepar du Chopala. Tap the person, Mulan the person, top the person, he the person, he sala. Rab the Namji, the cup corner. Shirab Parsen Ki Jyoje. Sosur Che Shirab, the number Je Pekab So Shirab Ki Jyoje. Nindo the Meno Si. Che Sen Che Par Jindo Shokpa. Che Sen Che Jindo Shokpa. Che Par Jindo Shokpa La. Parsen Sama Yer Yagpe. Deren Pakpa Tenjong Che Sen.
And then there is a quote from Chandrakirti's own commentary on this text, the Ranga. And it says that at each succeeding ground that follows the transcendent perfection of wisdom, which is the sixth one, then the bodhisattvas engage in suchness, particularly through the different qualities that they perfect. So they first perfect, on the seventh ground, they perfect method, then eighth, aspiration prayers, ninth, they perfect strengths, and tenth is primordial wisdom. And so this is sort of discussing what this term wisdom or prajna means, because it's something that is present for ordinary beings as well as for the noble ones. So it's saying, well, what's the difference between when it's talking about an ordinary being and talking about a noble bodhisattva? Well, the first difference is that they engage in it in these different ways through the transcendent perfection of these, whichever transcendent perfection they are happen to be perfecting at that time. And secondly, it says that at the time that there is still discrimination involved, then it is still called prajna. However, it isn't called prajna at the other times, even though the bodhisattvas still have it. It's not called by that at other times because they are engaging in it through these four different transcendent perfections. And so that's what distinguishes it from ordinary beings, is that ordinary beings don't have these perfections and they do. And then it says, through the fact that they engage in the transcendent perfection of wisdom with, for example, skillful means and so forth. Skillful means here referring specifically to gaining an understanding of dependent arising. Then each particular bodhisattva ground becomes special because of what is perfected. Vasa?
The Sadhamba Rengda Somander Thabja Paradisimba Lakshar.
So that's a brief explanation of the seventh mind generation called Gone Far Beyond. There's not much a root commentary. There's not much root text to it, just those three lines. Tambo ne chupa
pala. Ho te mando.
Maso.
Demba yo. Na.
Ngala kanga me. Do you have all the? Me kashe tokon la na tene. Shinda tomaso.
Tene tereng te. Tereng.
Tereng. Sembe chupa.
Simchi Thupa, Dimba.
Tatarang Dimba.
Dimba.
So let's recite this verse. Let's recite this three times. Here on this ground gone far beyond, instant by instant, they can enter cessation and the transcendent perfection of method excellently blazes. Here on the ground gone far beyond, instant by instant they can enter cessation and the transcendent perfection of method excellently blazes. Here on the ground gone far beyond, instant by instant, they can enter cessation and the transcendent perfection of method excellently blazes. Now let's sing Milarepa's song, The Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. From the standpoint of the truth that's ultimate, besides no blocks there are, not even Buddhas, no meditator and no meditated, no paths and levels traveled and no signs, and no fruition bodies and no wisdoms, and therefore there is no nirvana there. Just designations using names and statements, all animate, inanimate, the three realms, unborn and non-existent from the outset, no base to rest on, to not coexist. There is no karmic act, no maturation. So even the name samsara does not exist. That's the way these are in the final picture. But oh, if sentient beings did not exist, what would the Buddhas of three times all come from? Since fruition with no cause impossible, so the standpoint of the truth that's relative is samsara's wheel, nirvana, past all greed. It all exists, that is the sage's teaching. Then what exists appearing to be things, and the non-existent pure being emptiness, are essentially inseparable one taste. And therefore there is neither self-awareness nor awareness of what's other anywhere. All of this a union vast and spacious, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see the wisdom. Do not see sentient beings, they see Buddhas. Don't see phenomena, they see pure being. And out of this compassion just emerges retention powers, fearlessness, and all the qualities embodied by a Buddha. Just come as if you had a wishing jewel. This is what I, the yogi, have realized.
Yeah, that's a wonder.
Now, does anyone have any questions?
Yeah.
Well, in the first set of six, where it says that the Buddha is able to make a small, or maybe the second set, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If karma
Yeah.
So the question is, how do the bodhisattvas take somebody else's karma and increase the result for that person? Janju Sempa gi Semchen gi Getsa Chungu Yang Drabu Tsemepar Gyur Tuki Do Sengidu. Dene Mi Jenda gi Le Sakpe Drabu Kandes Cheru Zo Tuki Do.
Dene Sa Dunba Bare.
Lare.
Sa Dunba Ba Dene Tamke Ba. Bharata Simba Jumsen La Tende, Dene Jinji Geta Chenpo Sotu Mare.
Because they are on the seventh bhumi, the seventh ground, which means that they have perfected skillful means, they are able to do that. They are able to take somebody else's karma and cause it to have a greater result.
Dene Geta De Sengye Labhin Sare. Geta du sabakabla zekte geta singi labai.
Masa. And what this probably means when it says the roots of their virtue, it probably refers to blessing. Rinpoche says, so they're able to give them a much greater blessing than they would otherwise have.
Yeah.
So if it's the case that the teachers can only teach us and we have to do the work, then how is it possible still for somebody, a bodhisattva, to do what is described
why
here?
Why can't the Buddhist and bodhisattva do more for us? Mm-hmm. Why can't we get away with doing nothing and doing no more?
Shenda la dene sanje gi Ngatso dine chola hungwa davo dine lang tuki mendus. Di latene dine ngatso mi rang rang gi betzel tango gido. Tunba gi ngatso gi chetu betzel tango tuki mendu. Dine di tang getza chungu yang drebu tseme ba gyur tupa tets tang gawara besu.
Then Garwa is a mare. Sansin sat dumba barang gets a corsum mamek patang. Simji namje gets a corsum mamek pachibare. Mamek be ying so. Mipa meba. Mamek be ying so. Mulanje jet up there. They get a chambers. Nagata chambers is a jet there. Tender nuns are a mato. Denba tripa zogumare.
So there's no contradiction in these two different teachings. The reason is that the bodhisattva on the seventh bhumi has no focus at all in terms of their own virtue and another sentient being's virtue. There's no differentiation in terms of the three spheres. And since that's the case, then there can appear as a dependently arisen appearance these miraculous events, although they have no true existence at all.
Deni geta drupa po teya teba hirap ning je tsun du chepar chen je geta solo koko chere. Geta drupa po.
The one who is accomplishing the virtue that they're helping themselves needs to have an incredible amount of faith and diligence and wisdom and compassion for this to be able to happen.
Tene sangpo chepe mena la sokpa le chang sangje da sangjo sempa na la sorwa tapte geza kongni kongdun phewe tenda wo mena miyo.
Semchen shendaki geza. For example, in the aspiration prayer for excellent conduct, the Samantabhadra prayer, there are prayers where one, what it says is that you pray to supplicating all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that all of the virtue of all sentient beings will increase. And so it's that type of aspiration prayer that these Bodhisattvas are able to make in an incredibly wondrous way. So it's like that. Other question?
Yeah.
Kejik kejik la gopar jupe dunna karadas.
Kejik kejik la. Kejik 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 sijete. Sabat zope kejik ma. Segur jute chula. Tene ngokpa lan jokpa neba dama kanga toko yore. Tingin zay hachang kompa la tingin.
Lasa.
Te mata ne toko yomare. Tene kete kele tingin zin lan jo, tingin zin lan ne, tingin zin lan dang to kuyo.
Masa. Tu chik tu.
Tu tu kete kele lan jo dang to.
Masa.
Te tingin zin ha chan kong bata.
Masa. This means that because they have, what it's saying basically is that they've perfected their samadhi. They have an incredible samadhi they've habituated themselves to. So they're able in one instant, which is 1/64th of a finger snap, they're able to enter into samadhi, remain in samadhi, and then come out of samadhi in that short of a period of time.
Chokpa yang junyambo mokoba, neba yang junyambo mokoba, dama yang junyambo mokoba.
They don't need a lot of time to settle down into their samadhi. They don't need to stay in their samadhi for very long, and they don't need a lot of time to get up. They're able to do it all very quickly.
Tene nelo lanjung ne dang som tsa yang nyamba ni.
In the true nature of things, entering samadhi, remaining in it, and rising from it are all of the nature of equality.
Yeah. Teta lafo.
There are many different schools of thought within Buddhism, and great scholars of each school believe the view of their school of thought is correct. Yet we're also taught that enlightenment transcends all of that. So why are there so many schools of thought, and why do scholars believe that their school of thought is correct?
I'll repeat the question for them. So the question is, in Buddhism there are many different philosophical schools, and the proponents of each school think their view is superior, but if enlightenment is said to transcend all views, then why do these different schools exist, and why does the members of the different schools think that their view is the best? Drup Kangne.
Yeah.
Tene nambe lula drupta
mambo
lare mambo yare. Yang drupta rere gi kelempapo rere gi samna ngarangi drupta yakshires. Yine yang sanje gi gopang gi drupta sanje gi tokpa drupta kanga le debares. Dindava yina dene drupta mambo yupe gimsan karare tang drupta kelempapo rere gi ngarangi drupta yakshire sambe gimsan karare.
Drupta mambo yupe te namdo dang tenpare.
Lasa.
제세 샘진 욕배 바 택변 탈라 톡바메세 샘진 남도 삼설 말에레 라텐테 남도 텐더베 님보레 용거레 데데 데라 톰다 차그레 택바 차그레 도나 택바 쏜다 택바 골라 소바 되바레 이나 제바 세나 드네 남도 거 당당냐 바예 버레 제세 샘진 욕배 바 택변 탈라 톡바메세
The reason why there are so many different philosophical tenets in Buddhism is that there are that many different ways of thinking. But here what this means is that each particular way of thinking requires a different remedy. And therefore there are going to be different philosophical schools which are going to provide the remedy for a different way of thinking. So it's said that There's one verse which Rinpoche quotes, which says that as many ways of mental engagement as there are, there will be that many vehicles or yanas. So if you sum these all up, then you can say there are the 9 yanas or the 3 yanas, but really there are as many different yanas or philosophical tenets as there are different thoughts that need a remedy.
Tene langkari chikpen dole, jesi semjin yukpa maze par sanyi tikpa dhantar thukpa me. Samye par, thaye par. Samye in thaye. Jesi semjin namdo gan yukpa maze je pardo, samye par, tha me par, tha lende par, tikpen thala thukpa yomare sumpa.
In the a sutra called the Travel to Lanka Sutra, the Lankavatara Sutra, the Buddha said that until the mind is exhausted, then there will be as many vehicles as there are different ways of thinking. And these vehicles or yanas which carry one to the fruition are in fact limitless because every sentient being has a different way of thinking, different way of perceiving things, and so they each require a different vehicle to take them to enlightenment. And so it's said that there are a limitless, an inconceivable number of vehicles, and also that there you can sum them up into either 9 or 3. But in fact, actually, there is only one, and that is the vehicle of equality. The reason for this is that actually the nature of mind is equality. It is inexpressible. It is free of all conceptual fabrications about what it might be.
Tene jumi dan tuja tuji kepa kapsa yang kecho la tene madrava chalo yasi.
And so when these terms like inexpressible and inconceivable beyond all mental fabrications are described, then there come different vehicles which describe them in different ways.
And
for the true nature of mind, which is equality, many different explanations are given for how it is. Many different terms are assigned to it. However, from its own perspective, this equality is indivisible. And it also doesn't change, no matter what you call it, or no matter however we might describe it, it itself is unchanging. It's like that. In terms of the view, what is blessing? Tawe wang du chena jinlap karares, jinlap bitseni amshetsu karares.
Tawe wang du sena senam ji kecho te senam yang ten de nang sa re.
Laso.
Ten dang tawe nang ka dawa cho tawa lai sharwa nang.
Laso. From the perspective of the view, blessing is also just a mere appearance that is the coming together of causes and conditions. It appears just as a water moon. The reflection of the moon appears on a pool of water when you have a pool of water and there are no clouds in the sky.
Ramindo linchi pason tenden kala nongor yin sumbara wa. Tenden kala nongor te sinat dalla jana yung de gaysa te.
Nasa. And so when the Siddha Gyalwa Gotsangpa saying the murkiness of clinging clarified, causes and conditions like reflections, knowing what to do and not, that subtle art, these are three which make relations fully free, like a lance that flashes free in the open sky, then this you could probably also substitute blessing for relations, for interdependence, and come up with the same meaning.
So,
in terms of conventional superficial reality, then what faith is faith in form, like the lama's body or their speech. But ultimately, faith is faith in the true nature of mind.
Take some.
Is that okay? Pachi.
Yeah.
Just the term that you were using, the true nature of Maya.
Mind. Like illusion? I think so. You want to ask that?
Yes.
And then Yuma Karadas.
Yuma Sijite, Yuma Yuma, Do Tang Shimulang, Jab the Tata Lambo Lasso, but then the Kajar.
Lasso.
Ting Sang Dao Sena, Lunin Dao, eh?
Lasso.
So
the question is about what is illusion. It's an example that's given often to describe, well, everything is illusion-like, phenomena are illusion-like, and what that's referring to is that in ancient times, a magician could take a piece of wood or a stone, cast a spell on it, and cause there to appear an illusion of a horse or an elephant or whatever they wanted to make. And nowadays, perhaps a better, what it's akin to is like a movie. And basically what it's trying to, what it's an example of is what's called an empty form. A form that appears to be something which it is really not. Looks like there's something there, but there's really nothing there at all. And so this is what is called appearance emptiness, undifferentiable. You have the appearance undifferentiable from its emptiness.
Chirtang korvan dere zog tamche nandong tang, nandong yer meba, dra tamche chakdong yer meba, namdo tamche sartong yer mi dekhe pare.
Generally, it's explained that all form that we see in samsara is appearance emptiness undifferentiable. All sounds are resonance emptiness undifferentiable. And all thoughts are clarity or luminosity emptiness undifferentiable. And it's very good for us to think about the dream example. If we think about how things appear in a dream and what their reality is, then that will make things much more clear. It's easy to understand how it is that all forms in a dream are just appearance emptiness undifferentiable. How all sounds in a dream are just resonance emptiness undifferentiable, and how all thoughts are just clarity emptiness undifferentiable.
Namdo tamche sartong yinayang, tene dengin che tokpe drepte, tene namdo taso dendung dao chawari.
All forms in the dream are appearance emptiness undifferentiable, but the thought that we have that they are real obscures or prevents us from seeing that. And so the forms in the dream seem to be real. All sounds in the dream are resonance emptiness undifferentiable, but the thought that these sounds are real obscures that, and so these sounds appear to be real. All thoughts in the dream are just clarity emptiness undifferentiable, but the thought that our thoughts are real obscures that and makes them look to be real. So it's like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. From cessation? Like entering samadhi, like meditation.
Yeah, and then
you mean to enter into the samadhi of cessation and rise up.
What is actually the rising up?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, the rising up?
Uh-huh. Tingin zin le dangwe dandak karadas. Dangwa ngune karadas.
Dangwa se jite nyinang sharwa.
When one rises at this point out of the samadhi, then what happens is that the appearance, dualistic appearances of relative truth again appear. That's the explanation of the consequence school. In some Mahamudra and Dzogchen explanations, then there is said to be no difference at all between the stages of meditative equipoise and of post-meditation. Now we'll meditate a little bit.
Merve. Gomdos. Tanjol Gomsi, Chuyin Gomsi, Lu, Yenmi Chula Chuya Tawo, Hisoma Yendo, Mama Tanjol Below, La Gomsi, Chuyin Duda Tang, Gomsi Jillo, Duda Ni, Chula Chuya Wayendo, Yuri Change, Mikpata, Tripa Mabangan the Yakur.
In the consequent school, the object meditated on, which is the Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of reality, and the meditating mind are undifferentiable, like water being poured into water. So what we meditate on here is the Dharma Dhatu, which is completely beyond all conceptuality. It's not an object of conceptual mind. And the mind meditating on that is not anything different from it. And therefore, when we rest without any conceptual focus at all.
je balam trupai sipe tole drowa drowa sho opa jita kempata kundu zampo te ante shinta tega kunji jeta lochi gewa tita tante rakuma wadi yishe woka sanam yeshe tsozon sanam yeshe lejo kampa kunye topa sho kuzum ye pechim lapta shinye mingo den pechim lapta didan mi che den pechim lapti chitang o amun lam drupa sho kukuye tashisha yama chuchu sungye tashisha Tadra dreame tu gita shish Yawe kusum tu gita shish Nasa sanje na wataye ta Yesu jo wo tu che chenpata Yung tu senpa tu chen to nama Sanje chan senpa me ko chi ko Degi ngom tsar pa tu me pa yi Dewa chen che cha we shing kam de Da chen de ne tse bo ju ma ta Ke wa shen je pa ma che pa ru Te ru ke ne nan te shil to sho Te ge da gi ma nam ta pa yi Cho chu san je chan sem tam che gi Gek me dru pa chen je lap tru so Te a ta ben sa ja ya ha wa bo da na yi so